الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را، تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن، وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He introduces this month in the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Allah ta'ala chose this month for the revelation of Quran. Not only Quran was revealed in this month, but we find that all the revealed books, whether it was the Suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salam, whether it is the Suhuf of Adam alayhi salam, the Suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Zabur of Dawud alayhi salam, the Injil of Isa alayhi salam, the Torah of Musa alayhi salam, and as we hear again and again, Inna anzallahu fi laylatil qadr, the revelation of the Quran. For all the revealed books, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically chose the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. So ulama say Ramadan is the month of the wujud, of the introduction of hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the maqsad of revelation, the objective of revelation, the verse of the Quran which I just recited, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ أَلَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ, hidayat for humanity. And in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest and the most precious treasure, the greatest wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bless us with, is iman and hidayat. And hidayat is the one thing, everything that we have is from Allah. Every one of us is faqir, a beggar before Allah. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, O humanity, every one of you, every one of you is faqir, zero. No matter what your claims may be, no matter how great a position or post you may occupy, whether it's a politician, whether it's a millionaire, whether it's a billionaire, whether it's an industrialist, whether it's someone who prides himself on his business acumen, whoever, wherever, however, whenever, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, every one of you is faqir, beggar before Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyu al-hamid. Allah alone is ghani. Allah alone is totally, completely independent. For whatever we have, kullukum sa'il illa man a'taytu fas'aluni u'tikum. Hadith Qudsi. Allah Ta'ala says, O my slaves, every one of you is sa'il, a beggar, you have nothing. Illa man a'taytu, whatever you have, Allah has given you. So Allah commands us, fas'aluni u'tikum, ask from Allah and Allah will grant you. But the one thing which Allah has made compulsory, every rakat of every salah, la salata illa bi fatihatil kitab. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, without surah Fatiha, there is no salah. Every rakat of every salah, we recite surah Fatiha. And in surah Fatiha, there is one dua. And this dua is compulsory. Every rakat of every salah. Kullukum dallun illa man hadaytu. Fastahduni ahdikum. Hadith Qudsi. Allah says, O my slaves, every one of you is astray. Every one of you is on dalalat. Every one of you is lacking guidance. Illa man hadaytu, except whom I give hidayat to. Fastahduni ahdikum. Ask me for hidayat, beseech me for hidayat, beg me for hidayat. Allah says, I will grant you hidayat. Allah's treasures are limitless. Of the great, great treasures of Allah, the most precious treasure is the nur of iman and the nur of hidayat. This is why the hadith which I recited in the beginning, which I mentioned in the beginning, the khutbah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, May yuridillahu bihi khayra. This hadith, if you just translate it, you don't get the full benefit and understanding. We need to reflect on this. Someone owns a million as a treasure, as a treasury which contains a million in it. And he says, listen, I'm prepared to give you whatever you want. What is he talking about? If he has a million, he can't give you more than a million. So I'm prepared to give you whatever I want, whatever you want. In other words, up to a million. If he's a billionaire, up to a billion. If he's a trillionaire, up to a trillion. Allah's treasures, وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَخْضَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوقٍ عَلَى طَمَعٍ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُضِرٌّ مِنْكَ بِالدِّينِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهَ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونِ. Like the poet puts it, ask from Allah, because what are Allah's treasures? Allah's treasures, إِنَّمَا بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونِ, is between kaf and noon. Ask Allah, if Allah wants to give you million times this dunya, كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Billion times this dunya, كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. The lowest jannat, mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the time the earth was created. How old is this earth? Scientists estimate 13.7, 14. There's even one opinion, 18 billion years. More popular opinion, 14 billion years is the age of the universe. From the time this universe was created, what did it contain? How many ni'mats did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon this world? Every day, all the fruit, all the vegetation, all the multitudes of things that are coming into existence every day. منذ يوم خلقته إلى قيام الساعة. These words are found in the hadith. From the time Allah created the universe, right up till qiyamah, everything that Allah put into this world multiplied by 10 times will not equal the smallest or the lowest jannati's jannat in akhirat. Such a treasure Allah has. And then Allah says, I decide good for someone. Allah decides, may yuridillahu bihi khayra. That Allah who can give him million times this dunya, billion times this dunya, Allah doesn't say, I will give him that. When I decide good for someone, yufaqqihu fid deen, I give him the comprehension of deen. Ulama make tafsir of this. They say, Allah gives him the noor of hidayah. That is how precious hidayah is. The greatest treasure from the treasures of Allah. The nur of iman and the nur of hidayah. Dunya, man kana yuridu al-ajila, ajjalna lahu fiha ma nasha'u liman nurid, thumma ja'alna lahu jahannama yaslaha madhmuman madhura. Man kana yuridu harthal آخرة نزيد له في حرثه ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. مفهوم of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verses of the Quran which I recited. Dunya, Allah gives to whom He loves, Allah gives to those whom He does not love also. This dunya has no value. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَ. Allah says, if your intention is dunya, أَجَّلْنَا لَهُ, we'll give it to you. But not in proportion to your effort, not in proportion to your intelligence, not in proportion to your goals and your ambitions. أَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Allah says, we will give you how much we want to give. But because you made dunya your objective, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ. In akhirat, it will be only jahannam. Allah protect us. Dunya has no value. Of the treasures of Allah, the greatest and most precious thing is the nur of iman, the nur of hidayat. Allah chose this month for hidayat. Allah chose this month for the revelation of the kitabs. Allah chose this month for the ba'asat of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nubuwat wasn't in Ramadan, zuhur of his nubuwat. Allah revealed that he is his Nabi. When was his Nabi? Abu Huraira asked the question, Mata wajabat lakan nubuwa ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, when did Allah make you his Nabi? When did Allah make you his Nabi? Abu Huraira expected the response to be, I was 40 years, 6 months, 10 days of age, according to the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif. It was the 21st of Ramadan. It was a Monday night. That year, Laylatul Qadr was on the 21st of Ramadan. As yet, in the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ramadan had not yet come. But if the calculation had to be done backwards, that year Laylatul Qadr fell on a Monday night, the 21st of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Ghari Hira. Jibril came with the first 5 verses of Surah Alaq, and Allah made him his Nabi. This is what Abu Huraira expected the response to be. But what was the actual response? Kuntu nabiyan wa inna adama munjadilun bayna al-ma'i wa at-teen. Adam alayhi salam's mold had not yet been formed, and already I was the Nabi of Allah. Zuhur. Allah revealed the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this month of Ramadan. Quran was revealed in Ramadan. Quran, the maqsad of revelation is hidayat. The coming of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam was hidayat. Ramadan is the month of hidayat, and Ramadan is the month of da'wat. Unfortunately, as an ummah today, in this month of Ramadan, instead of increasing our effort of da'wat, instead of increasing our effort of hidayat, we tend to sit back. Yet, if you look at the history, Badr, Allah Ta'ala refers to Badr as Yawmul Furqan. What does Yawmul Furqan mean? Yawmul Furqan, literal translation, layman's terms, the day when Allah made the decision, the day when Allah made the decision that Haqq will triumph over Batil. In other words, the spreading of Hidayat will take place. Hidayat will spread. The maqsad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be achieved. That is Yawmul Furqan. Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor. He says, Yawmul Furqan in the heavens was Badr. Why? Because in Badr, now Islam is going to spread, wasn't seen on the earth clearly. Allah gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam miraculous victory. We're not going into the details. 17th of Ramadan was the day of Badr. Allah gave Badr in Ramadan. Why? Because Ramadan is the month of the spreading of Hidayat. Hazrat Muhammad Sahib says, in the heavens, Yawmul Furqan, Badr was in Ramadan. On this earth, when did it become apparent that now Hidayat will spread? When did it become apparent? Not in Badr. 7 or 8 years later, 8th year of Hijrah, Fateh Makkah takes place, the conquest of Makkah. That also was in Ramadan. Yawmul Furqan in the heavens, Ramadan. Yawmul Furqan on the earth, Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of Hidayat. Ramadan is the month of taqwa. Ramadan is the month of sabr. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you, as it was prescribed upon the nations before you. What is the object of this month? What is the road to hidayat? What is the road to Allah's ni'mat falling down upon us? What is the road to every difficulty and problem being removed? The johar of Ramadan, the jewel of Ramadan, the objective of Ramadan. Allah tells us in the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you develop taqwa. So that you become muttaqi. So that you create this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? What is taqwa? What is this connection with Allah? Taqwa, we translated fear of Allah, khashiyat of Allah. There is even one more beautiful interpretation ulama give of taqwa. They say to have sharam for Allah. To be embarrassed to break the command of Allah. To develop that connection and that contact and that consciousness of Allah. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allaha yara. Don't you know Allah is looking at you? When you are breaking Allah's command, whose command are you breaking? When you are going against that which pleases you, Allah, there should be this sharam, this haya, this embarrassment, that how can I go against my Allah when Allah has given me everything? Such should be the love and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The objective of Ramadan, taqwa. And if you get taqwa, what is taqwa? What does Quran tell us? وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Fear Allah, develop taqwa. And Allah says, every musibat, every calamity, every difficulty, we will solve for you. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. We will give you risk and sustenance from where you couldn't imagine. Develop taqwa, we will wipe away your sins. Develop taqwa, we will multiply your reward. Develop taqwa, فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Allah says, I will become sufficient for you. Whatever pareshani, whatever difficulty, whatever hardship, whatever trial, whatever tribulation, dunya, qabr and akhirat, this is Quran, Quranic nuskha, Quranic prescription, this is the promise of Allah and this is haq. Allah says, we will remove every difficulty and solve every problem if you will develop taqwa. That is what Ramadan is given for, taqwa. What else Ramadan? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which he mentioned on the eve of Ramadan. He said, huwa shahru sabr. Huwa shahru sabr. Wasabru thawabuhu al-jannah. He said, Ramadan is the month of sabr. Ramadan is the month of patience. Ramadan is the month of perseverance in the face of difficulty. What type of sabr? To stay away from food and drink is easy. South Africa is not even, doesn't require much sabr. It's like an early breakfast and a late lunch, the fast. And then to the way the freezers are stocked up before Ramadan with the savouries, it's not even possible to get hungry. We defeat the objective of fasting also. But what example of sabr my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives? He says, in sabbaka ahad. What does sabbaka ahad mean? Somebody swears you profusely to your face. Someone insults you openly. Humiliates you publicly. Qul inni sa'imun. Say, I am fasting, I will not retaliate. My heart will be clean. This is the test of Ramadan. Taqwa and sabr. Taqwa and sabr. Of the 12 months of the year, of the Islamic calendar, all 12 belong to Allah. Whether it is Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, 12 months in the Islamic calendar. All 12 months of the lunar calendar belong to Allah. From the 12, Allah has selected and chosen one, elevated it above the other, above the other 11, and that is the month of Ramadan. In exactly the same way, I am drawing parallels. Allah invites us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Create this munasabat, create this link, create this attachment with the Quran. In the Quran, the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثَ يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah Ta'ala says, incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam in the Quran, these are not stories, these are not fairy tales. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثَ يُفْتَرَى. But this is for tasdeeq iman, this is for ibrat, this is to learn. And of the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam mentioned in the Quran, in the khutbah, which I mentioned in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala refers to one incident, one surah, Surah Yusuf, where Allah says, Ahsanul Qasas, this is the best of all the incidents. Ahsanul Qasas. La'allakum ta'qilun, so that you comprehend, so that you understand. And what is the khulasa and essence of Surah Yusuf? Time is very limited. Very briefly we are going to go through it. Whatever Allah gives tawfiq, whatever inshallah, there'll be some barakat. For us to take the lessons, what is the essence and khulasa of Surah Yusuf? One expression in Surah Yusuf, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whether it's a flood, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's coronavirus, whether it's looting, whether it's robbing, whether it's sickness, whether it's injury, whatever trials, whatever tribulations, whatever hardships you will face, what didn't the Nabi of Allah Yusuf alayhi salam face? What was this? This was Allah's system of development, development of taqwa, development of sabr. He reached that plateau, that height of taqwa and sabr, where Allah says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who will come onto taqwa and sabr. Ulama explain, they say you want to find Allah, you will find Allah through taqwa. You want to become beloved in the hearts of people, you will become beloved in the hearts of people through sabr. These two things will make you the beloved of Allah, the beloved of humanity, will make you a means of hidayat. Allah will use you for His deen. Allah will remove your difficulties and your hardships. What is the goal? Acquire two things. The khulasa and the essence of Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ. Come unto taqwa and come unto sabr. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never abandon you. Allah's help will be with you. You will get such reward. Allah will make your dunya, Allah will make your akhirat. Khulasa of Surah Yusuf, taqwa and sabr. Objective of Ramadan, la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says, we gave you Ramadan for taqwa. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huwa shahru sabr, wa sabru thawabuhu al-jannah. He said, Ramadan is the month of sabr. Of the 12 months of the Islamic calendar, Allah Ta'ala chose Ramadan. Of the 12 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, one was elevated and selected by Allah, and that was Yusuf alayhi salam. These are the parallels. Ramadan for taqwa and sabr. The khulasa of the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, taqwa and sabr. 12 months in the Islamic calendar, one elevated and selected Ramadan. 12 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, one elevated and selected Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Ulama go on, they say the qamis of Yusuf alayhi salam, the shirt or the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam, according to the riwayat of Qurtubi rahimahullah, This was the same qameez that Allah Ta'ala sent from Jannat for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was flung in the fire. Ibrahim alayhi salam in Wirasat gave this to his son Ishaq alayhi salam, who gave it to Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam, I'm not going to go through the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf, there's no time. We know the incident, the points. That day, as he is dispatching Yusuf alayhi salam, they came and promised, Ya Abana, ma laka la ta'manna ala Yusuf, wa inna lahu lanasihun, arsilhu ma'ana, ghaday yarta' wa yal'ab, wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Oh our father, why are you hesitating? We will look after him, we will play with Yusuf, why are you keeping him with you? Send him with us. We are going into the fields, we are going hunting, we will look after him. Yaqub alayhi salam was concerned. He was worried, he knew the Nabi. Allah Ta'ala had given him that fitrat. Allah had given him that sixth sense that something is going to happen. So what he did, according to the riwayat of Qurtubi, this kurta was condensed in an amulet which he hung around the neck of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam, Jibreel sent him wahi many, many years later. Arsil bi qamisik ila abik. When idhab bi qamisi hadha fa'alquhu ala wajhi abi ya'ti basira. When he heard that his father is blind, we know the incident towards the latter part, he sent this qamis with his brothers and he said, take it to my father. As the qamis enters the vicinity of Yaqub alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam says, inni la ajidu riha Yusuf, I can get the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam, lawla antufannidun, if you people will not get upset with me. They said, tallahi innaka lafi dalalika alqadim, you are still going on with your old stories, Yusuf is gone, Yusuf is finished. Fa'am falamma anja al-bashir alqaw ala wajihi fartadda basira. The messenger came, the kurta was flung onto the face of Yaqub alayhi salam, and Allah restored his eyesight. Jibreel alayhi salam sent wahi to Yusuf alayhi salam, told him, arsil bi qamisik ila abik, send that same kurta of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to your father. Fa inna fihi rihul jannah, because in that qamis is the fragrance of jannah. Wa rihul jannah, and the fragrance of Jannah, لا يقع على سقيم ولا مبتلا إلا عوفيا. Any sick person or any person in tribulation, once he gets the fragrance of Jannah, Allah will give him cure from whatever he is facing. Like this kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam restored the eyesight of Yaqub alayhi salam and returned the noor to his face. Ulama say that Ramadan, if spent properly, will restore the light to the darkened hearts of humanity and bring back the illumination on the faces of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is a special munasabat, special link with this incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, which unlike the incidents of other Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, which are mentioned in different places in the Quran, here contrary to the pattern of the Quran, the entire incident is mentioned in one place. Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba wash-shamsa wal-qamar ra'aytuhum li sajidin. Ya Bunayya, O my beloved father, I have seen a dream. I saw 11 stars. I saw the sun and the moon. They were making sajda to me. What does Yaqub alayhi salam say to him? Yaqub alayhi salam knew the interpretation of the dream. One important sabak, like I said, I'm not going to go into the incidents. Take the sabak, take the lesson. Today's youth, what do we do? From a young age, the child is barely 3 or 4 years of age, already we want to send them to school. There isn't that time of connection with the parents. Why? Because the mother is too busy with the internet and too busy with the socializing and too busy with her social calendar and other activities. The father so involved in his dunya that even when he's at home, he's absent. So there isn't that connection with the children. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to your male children, what did he say? What was the guidance which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us? Muru awladakum bis salah wa hum abna'u sab'i sinin. He said, when your child is 7 years of age, command him with salah. In other words, practically teach him salah. Not the molana, or not the madrasa, or not the ustad. Your responsibility, your connection with that child has to be there. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسَأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. There's no time to go into the detail. The whole ruku of Surah Luqman, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, the basic tenets of deen. Allah commands Luqman alayhi salam, tell your child, say to his son, إِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ Ya Bunayya, la tushrik billah, inna shirka la zulmun azim. Ya Bunayya, innaha intakum ithqala habbatin min khardal, fatakun fi sakhra, aw fi samawat, aw fi al-ard, ya'ti biha Allah, inna Allah latifun khabir. Ya بنية أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور يا بنية يا بنية يا بنية ما نخل والد ولده من نخل أفضل من أدب حسن. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no father, no mother left behind for their child anything more precious, a greater legacy than good akhlaq and character. Giving deen to your children is not the responsibility of the molana or the teacher in the madrasa or some school or some institution. Deen will come from the father, deen will come primarily from the lap of the mother. And that deen comes through suhbat, through companionship, through practically showing them the way, through developing that relationship with your children. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Akrimu awladakum. Akrimu awladakum. He said, honor your children. Honor your children, give them that respect, develop that relationship with them. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the riwayat is clear. Fatima radiallahu anha, how often she would visit him? How often she would visit him? Yet, sometimes in the day, sometimes at night, sometimes at odd hours. It comes in the riwayat, learn seerah. When the knock of Fatima would come, my Nabi would get up. If he was sitting, he would get up. He would walk towards Fatima and he would kiss her on her Mubarak forehead. Where is that connection today with our youth and our children? Easy to complain. They've gone this direction, gone that direction. What effort did we make on them? Today, because that connection is not there, a child, when he faces some challenge, who does he turn to? He turns to his friends. He goes and discusses with them. This is the problem, that is the problem. Why? He's got no connection with his parents, because his parents, even though they are present, they are absent. We learn, Yusuf alayhi salam sees a strange dream. Who does he turn to? He turns to his father. Through Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn this connection. Develop connection with your children so that whenever they face any difficulty, they will turn to you, they will not turn to others. So, Ya Bunayya, O my father, I have seen this dream. La taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. Straight away, Yaqub alayhi salam warns him, don't tell your brothers about this dream. Ista'inu. عَلَىٰ أُمُورِكُمْ بِالْكِتْمَانِ فَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ النِّعْمَةِ مَحْسُودٌ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, seek help in your affairs by concealment. فَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ النِّعْمَةِ مَحْسُودٌ. Because when Allah blesses you, not everyone will be happy about it. مَحْسُود. There will be hasad. There will be jealousy. And jealousy, baghda, jealousy, haliqa. It is destructive. Enmity, Quran gave us a solution. If you are facing enmity, what does Allah say? Idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Fa'idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawatun ka'annahu waliyun hamim. For enmity, I'm not going to go into the tafsir now, the time is limited. But for enmity, Allah gave us a solution. Good akhlaq and character, your enemy's heart will melt. But hasad, jealousy is such a thing, so destructive. It is such a destructive thing that Quran hasn't given a solution for it. What is the solution? Make dua to Allah. Turn to Allah. Min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Beg from Allah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Oh Allah, you are the owner of the horizon, you are the owner of the earth, you are the owner of everything. Save me from the harm of the jealous one. مِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Today we have 10 and we publicize 100 and then we want to know why we got problems. You got 10, you're showing 100, you want to show off to the whole world, why everybody's going to be happy? Al-Ainu Haq. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the eye of jealousy is true. It is destructive, it is harmful. So, ista'inu ala umurikum bil kitman. Conceal. Sometimes it's necessary to conceal. فَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ النِّعْمَةِ مَحْسُودٍ. I'm not going to go into the details. Any case, Yaqub alayhi salam advises Yusuf alayhi salam, لَا تَقْصُصُ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Shaitan is a great enemy. Nevertheless, the secret came out. The brothers couldn't take it anymore. Then they plotted. We know the incident. They convinced Yaqub alayhi salam to send this little child, 8 or 9, 9 or 10 years old. Now that they've got him in the field, these 11 stalwart, strong men, they start beating this helpless youngster. Someone on the head, someone on the side, someone on the body. Then they take him to this well. In the Quran, Al-Quhu fil Jub. The word in Arabic for a well that has water is Bir. In Arabic, a well that is dry, that doesn't have water, is called Jub. Such a well they chose to throw Yusuf alayhi salam into. He's clinging onto the side of the well. One of them mercilessly takes his sword and strikes it with the handle side onto the helpless hand of this 9-year-old child so that the grip is lost and Yusuf alayhi salam is flung into the well. As he is being flung into the well, wahi and revelation comes to Yusuf alayhi salam. لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Do not worry, Yusuf, the day is going to come when we will reveal this in front of them. Jibreel is commanded that do not let my Yusuf reach the bottom. Before he reaches the bottom, the wing of Jibreel alayhi salam is there. 3 days he remained in the well. One of the 11 brothers, Ghaliban the eldest one, his name was Yehuda. He had a little bit of pity in his heart, so he would bring food for Yusuf alayhi salam. Perhaps that little pity that he had, that is why the Yahud, the Jewish nation, is named after this brother, Yahudi. But even he also, when that kafla came, Adala Dalwa, they lowered the well, lowered the bucket into the well to retrieve water. Yusuf alayhi salam jumps into the bucket. Now as they are pulling the bucket, they find the weight. Not, it doesn't make sense. Water is not that heavy. And all of a sudden, ha ya bushra hada ghulam. Allahu Akbar. Like the 14th full moon. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ أُعْطِيَ يُوسُفْ شَطْرَ الْحُسْنِ. O kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Current world population 7 billion. From Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah. Male and female, the entire world population, the beauty which Allah has given all of them, if it is divided by half, half was given to Yusuf alayhi salam. That kind of beauty Allah Ta'ala had given Yusuf alayhi salam. That is why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said that the jannati Allah will give him husnu Yusuf, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. So when they see this, ya bushra hada ghulam, they are shocked. Ya bushra is astonishment, hayrat, ujub, surprise. Hada ghulam. Just then Yehuda comes. He says, this is our slave that ran away. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَقْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. The sale is done for a paltry sum. Allah Ta'ala, like this, Allah's nizam, Yusuf alayhi salam enters Misr, Egypt as a slave. This is Allah's system, the period of sabr, and then sabr, and then sabr. Loses his father, loses his home, loses his family, flung into a well, sold into slavery. And then what happens? Imra'atul Aziz, turawidu fataha an nafsi, qad shagafaha hubba. The wife of Aziz and Misr, as Yusuf a.s. grows up, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Obviously, Shatr al-Husn, half the beauty of humanity, the nur of nubuwat, the intelligence, the acumen, the akhlaq, the character. Zulaikha goes mad. She is unable to contain her passion. She sets up a system to try to cause Yusuf alayhi salam, na'uzu billah, to go towards haram. Quran describes this. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتُ لَكْ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتِ لَكْ وَقَالَتْ هِئْتُ لَكْ وَقَالَتْ هِئْتَ لَكْ وَقَالَتْ هِئْتِ لَكْ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتُ لَكْ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ وَقَالَتْ هِئْتِ لَكْ. All these different qiraats for what? To show us what a slippery and what a dangerous situation this was. On the one side, the iman and taqwa of a nabi. And the other side, the plot and the cunningness to try to compel a nabi to commit zina. Such a dangerous, such a delicate situation this was. The doors were locked, the intizam was put into place. And then the invitation was given to Yusuf alayhi salam. This was the marhala of taqwa. That which we are. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna likulli deenin khuluqa. Inna likulli deenin khuluqa. Wa khuluqul islam al-haya. He said, every deen, every shariat, every way of life has an akhlaq. It has a character. It has an emblem. It has a model. It has a system. It has an integral, inseparable entity, distinguishing characteristic. وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَا. He said, the distinguishing characteristic, moral compass of my deen is haya, shame, modesty. Lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. Allah will give you that nur of iman and that power of iman. By the qasam of my Allah, an atom bomb also can't harm you. If you will lower your gaze, that connection with Allah, that ta'alluq with Allah, the hidden system of Allah will be in your service. Abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says, I will give you such iman, you will taste the sweetness in this world. Haya, haya, which is the cry of our elders today. They say, Aj, they say, today haya has become an unknown entity. You don't even want to speak about it. Girlfriend, boyfriend culture, intermingling culture, even in the name of Islam, so-called Islamic educational institutes, the barrier between male and female broken down, in the name of Islam, by the qasam of my Allah, this can never be Islam. Haya is an integral part of iman and deen. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, without haya there is no deen, there is no iman. Such a delicate, such a crucial test this was. That is why, otherwise what was the need for such a long sentence? This is fasahat of Quran to show the sangini, how dangerous the situation was. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَن نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. Taqwa, taqwa. Taqwa. What was Yusuf alayhi salam's response? Zulaikha, this will never happen. Ma'ath Allah. Ma'ath Allah. Innahu Rabbi ahsana mathwai. Innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun. Ma'ath Allah. Zulaikha, forget about this. It will never happen. Why? Because I fear Allah. The doors were locked. When you are in pareshani, when you are in difficulty, if you are in some temptation or some guna or some sin that you feel you can't come out of, learn the lesson of Yusuf alayhi salam. Put Allah in front. Run to that door. Never mind it's locked. Run towards Allah, run towards Allah, run towards Allah. Door by door, as Yusuf alayhi salam reached, the locks broke one by one by one by one till he came to the final door. Wa alfaya sayyidaha ladalba. The husband of Zulaikha, Aziz al-Misr, was standing there. The cunningness of women, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma taraktu ba'di fitnatan adar ala rijal minan nisa. He said, after me I have not left behind any fitna that is more destructive upon men than women. By women here is not men, all women. Rabia Basri rahimahullah was also a woman. Aisha radiallahu anha was also a woman. What is meant here? Gunegar women. Women of shamelessness, women of immodesty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no fitna more destructive for men than them. Naked pious women are not in the, are not the intention of such ahadith. We should not misunderstand. Moment her husband is there, the whole story changes. مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا أَيُّسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Look at the cunningness. The penalty for this crime should have been execution. But what does she do? Even in that situation, what punishment are you going to give the one who tried to do this wrong with your wife? Illa yusjan, except you should lock him up or beat him. She doesn't mention execution. Why? Because she still had plans that I'm still going to fulfill my desire. شهد شاهد من أهلها إن كان قميصه قد من قبل فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين وإن كان قميصه قد من دبر فكذبت وهو من الصادقين فلما رأى قميصه قد من دبر قال إنه من كيدكن إن كيدكن عظيم يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين. From the cradle the child spoke in the defense of Yusuf alayhi salam, that see his kameez and kurta, if it is torn from the front then she is speaking the truth, if it is torn from the back then he is speaking the truth. When they examined and saw it was from the back, they realized that he was speaking the truth. So the Aziz al-Misr apologized, arid an hadha, and he turned to his wife, wastaghfiri li dhanbik, seek forgiveness for the wrong that you have done, you are the wrongdoer. But the news started spreading, the negativity against Yusuf alayhi salam. When the story came out, qala niswatun fil madinati imratul aziz turawidu fataha an nafsi qad shaghafaha hubba inna lanaraha fi dalalin mubin. The other women of the locality, they also started scandal mongering about Zulaikha, that look at her, she's lost her marbles over a slave. فلما سمعت بمكرهن ارسلت اليهن واعتدت لهن متكئا واتت كل واحده منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن فلما راينه اكبرنه وقطعن ايديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا ان هذا الا ملك كريم. We know the story. She put the dastakhan, gave each of them the fruit, gave the knife in the hand. When they were cutting the fruit, Yusuf alayhi salam was told to come in front, commanded to come in front. When they saw Yusuf alayhi salam, ma hadha bashara, in hadha illa malakun kareem. This is not a human being. This is some deity. The word malak actually means angels. They didn't know what was angels. In this context, it means some deity, some unearthly being. Such was the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. U'tiya shatr al-husn. They cut their hands without even realizing. ذَلِكَ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فَاسْتَعْصَمْ وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونًا مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Such was the badmashi of Zulaikha that even now, instead of saying sorry or instead of making tawbah, she is openly announcing her wrong and justifying it. She even goes on, this is the one you people taunted me about. I will make him do haram, otherwise I will cause him to be imprisoned. رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh my Allah, I prefer prison over what she is inviting me towards. Taqwa. First was sabr, then was taqwa. 9 years in prison. Time is limited, we're not going into the details. Now when the time comes, This is Allah's system. Hold on to sachai, hold on to truthfulness, hold on to sabr, hold on to taqwa, hold on to the command of Allah. There will be a period of test, a period of trial, a period of tribulation. There will be some hardship, but never ever lose hope. Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. If you will remain firm, by the qasam of May Allah, Allah will elevate you. And when Allah wants to elevate, imagine, depths of the well, sold into slavery, cut off from his family, banished into another land, penniless, then slandered, his reputation in tatters, thrown into jail. How much lower could he have gone? And when Allah wants to raise him to the heights, one dream, one dream. And that too, إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن السبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون. The king sees a dream. When he is told that Yusuf عليه السلام, a prisoner, can interpret this dream, the approach is made to Yusuf alayhi salam, aftuni lirru'ya, give us the interpretation of this dream. Allahu Akbar. They had falsely accused him. They had tarnished his reputation. They had flung an innocent man into jail for 9 years. Now they want something. What is the normal reaction? You people did this to me and now you're asking me for something? But what we find in the tafsir, awwala, he didn't just interpret the dream. Awwala, wadabbara, wabashara. He interpreted the dream for them, told them what the solution is, and gave them the glad tidings that Allah will elevate them. تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَعَبًا فَمَا خَصَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوا فِي سُمُّلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ وَيَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ إلا قليلا مما تحسنون ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس وفيه يعصرون. أول ودبر وبشر. He made ta'wil of the dream, told them what the solution is, how to come out of the problem, and gave them the glad tidings that Allah's help will be with them. This is the akhlaq and character of a Nabi. And this is what we have to learn. Akhlaq. We talk of the work of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, doing the work of Nubuwwat. The work of Nubuwwat is akhlaq, is character. It is this character that will melt the hearts of people. Now the time comes. First the وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفُ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam come. We know the incident. جَعَلَ السِّقَاءِ. First he says, send for your Binyamin, the other brother that was from the same mother. Yaqub alayhi salam had more than one wife. But from the one wife was these two, Yusuf and Binyamin. Yusuf alayhi salam wanted to be reunited with his brother. So he says, send for your brother. اِتُونِي بِأَخِلَّكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. Yaqub alayhi salam is hesitant, fearing, trepidation. Yet all sorts of assurances the sons give. So he sends Binyamin. Then جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. I've run out of time, I'm not going into the details. The goblet or the amulet of the king is placed in Binyamin's goods. Search is done. He is arrested, kept back. When this news reaches Yaqub alayhi salam, by that time the family of Yusuf alayhi, family of Yaqub alayhi salam is now destitute. The brothers are destitute. They are in hardship, they are in difficulty. Yaqub alayhi salam wabyadhat aynahu min al-huzn fa huwa kadhim. He has lost his eyesight over grief. 40 years of separation from Yusuf alayhi salam. The pain of a father, the hurt of a father. Why? Because he knew. Quran tells us, ja'u ala qamisihi bidamin kadhib. When they came with the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam, Quran says they came with the blood of lies. Bidamin kadhib. Mufassirin have written that when they presented this kurta to Yaqub alayhi salam, soiled with the blood of some animal, they said, this is the blood of Yusuf alayhi salam. A wolf attacked him and killed him. They didn't take the trouble to tear the kurta. So Yaqub alayhi salam could see that kurta. He doesn't say to his sons that what an intelligent wolf this is that managed to eat up Yusuf alayhi salam without tearing the kurta. But he asked him to remove the kurta first and then ate him. He knew it was lies. But sabab, lesson, that when your children are adamant upon wrong, how must you behave? Become a tyrant, start beating them, start shouting at them, this is what's going to change them? In the story, as much as Allah elevated Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah elevated Yaqub alayhi salam in the shan of a father. That methodology of fatherhood is shown. Recalcitrant children, children that are not listening. What must you do? What must your akhlaq? Imagine, he kept them lovingly with him for 40 years when he knew in their heart, in his heart the wrong that they had done. Sabr and sabr, and eventually through that akhlaq and character and manner which Yaqub alayhi salam adopted, that led to the tawfiq of those brothers seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And them changing also. Nevertheless, 7 days distance between where Yaqub alayhi salam was and where Yusuf alayhi salam was. He was Aziz e Misr. He could have sent the message to his father that I am alive. But permission was not given by Allah. 40 years passed like this. Yaqub alayhi salam, now he writes a letter. Qurtubi rahimullah in his tafsir mentions it. The crux of the letter from Yaqub, the son of the Nabi of Allah, Ishaq. From Yaqub, the son of Zabihullah, of the one whose the knife passed over his neck. In the Arabic language, sometimes the word father is used for uncle also, referring to Ismail alayhi salam. The son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was flung into the father, into the fire. That is why the Yusuf alayhi salam, from a lineage point of view, ulama say Allah gave him the loftiest lineage. He is the only personality in history who was a Nabi, who was the son of a Nabi, who was the son of a Nabi, who was the son of a Nabi. Yusuf alayhi salam's father was Yaqub alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam himself a Nabi, Yaqub alayhi salam a Nabi, Ishaq alayhi salam a Nabi, Ibrahim alayhi salam a Nabi. 4 generations up. That is why one hadith, someone asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man akramun nas, who is the most honored of people? He said Yusuf alayhi salam. In relation to this particular, peculiar characteristic that Allah had honored Yusuf alayhi salam with. So Yaqub alayhi salam writes this letter that my family has been through a cauldron of sacrifice. My grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam was flung in the fire. My father, referring to his uncle, the knife was passed over his neck. I was separated from my child 40 years, as a result of which the grief has caused me to lose my eyesight. Now my other son you have taken away. We are the progeny of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. It is impossible that my son can be a thief. I am beseeching you, Allah will reward you, free my son. When this letter is presented to Yusuf alayhi salam, his heart melts. Starts sobbing and crying in solitude. And then he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala that Ya Allah, give me permission to reveal now. So they came, Ya ayyuhal aziz, massana wa ahlana ad-durr, wa ji'na bi bidaatin musjad, fa awfilana al-kayl, wa tasaddaq alayna, inna Allah yajzil mutasaddiqin. In this manner in which they presented their case to Yusuf alayhi salam, ulama say that in this verse is the adab and etiquette of dua, how dua must be made. But that itself is another topic, I'm not going into that now. Yusuf alayhi salam, in order to save people from fitna, a'tiya shatr al-husn, half the beauty of humanity he had, he would keep a cloak in front of his face. So what he does, he removes the cloak from his front of his face. Quran is, we cannot possibly describe the i'jaz, the fasahat of Quran. When he removes the veil from in front of his face, أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ. Allahu Akbar. Such an ocean of conflicting emotions is contained in this one expression. أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ. On the one side, fear. On the other side, hope. On the one side, embarrassment. On the other side, astonishment. On the one side, trepidation. On the other side, consolation. أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ. It's almost like a person says, is it Yusuf? First, shock, astonishment, confusion. Then, clarity and realization dawns. La anta Yusuf? Ana Yusuf wa hadha akhi. Qad manna Allahu alayna. And then, the crux, the essence of Surah Yusuf. Innahu may yattaqi wa yasbir fa inna Allaha la yudhi'u ajra al muhsinin. Whoever will adopt taqwa, 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 and sabr, 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 فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allahu Akbar. هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفْ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. On this I will terminate, we've run out of time. We cannot possibly lament our lack of munasabat with Qur'an and with the Arabic language. What it should have been? Hal alimtum ma fa'altum. Shouldn't have been fa'altum, should have been zalamtum, ta'addaytum. Bi Yusuf wa akhi, idh antum jahilun, should have been amidun or zalimun. 40 years of suffering, separation from his father as a little child, lost his home, flung into a well, sold into slavery, his reputation in tatters, 9 years in jail, as a result of which, what his brothers did, and what does he say to them? Hal alimtum, do you perhaps know, ma fa'altum, in the Arabic language, fa'ala is the weakest verb. Ma fa'al, that which you possibly did, be Yusuf with Yusuf, idh antum jahilun, out of your, whilst you were unaware, in other words, by mistake, the little wrong that you did with Yusuf, you realize about it? Then ainnaka la anta Yusuf. This is akhlaq, character of a Nabi. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked about the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did she say? Man taqama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li nafsihi. My Nabi never ever sought revenge for any wrong that was done to him. Ahna kar labo kusi, ishq dil lagi nahi, sine pe teer kahe ja, aage qadam barahe ja, yani zaban hal se keh de ke ha sataye ja. Like it said in Urdu, This akhlaq is what melted the hearts of the enemies of Islam. And this was the akhlaq of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And wallah, my respected brothers, those of us engaged in the work of da'wat and tabligh, mashallah, 6 points, we talked very long on the first point. And then second point, little bit, and then he's gone to the sixth point. Akhlaq is not even spoken about. Akhlaq has become a withered, dry orchard. There is no akhlaq left. Retribution, hatred, dislike, enmity, jealousy, ghibat. What effect is there going to be in our tabligh? This was his own family. Person goes out in the path of Allah, somebody chases him out of the masjid, he tolerates that. His wife, the food is not cooked properly, or not hot enough, or the tea is not hot enough, or one button is not right, and what happens? Qiyamah comes. With his own brother, he didn't invite me for his son's daughter nikah. Or he didn't consult me when the engagement came. Or somebody, his sister, he offers for, he wants the daughter of his sister for his son. Sister turns it down, child is not happy. Doesn't talk to her for the rest of his life. Your own family, what they will do will hurt you even more. But this is akhlaq. Hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf wa akhihi antum jahilun. Inadvertently, by mistake, do you not remember the little wrong that you did to Yusuf? And then, when the time comes, تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. We are the sinners, we admit, we have oppressed you. What is the saza, what is the punishment? لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. What is this لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ? Ulama say, if you look at this in legal terms, sometimes a judge, he passes sentence like this. What is his sentence? That due to lack of evidence, so and so is exonerated from this crime in such a manner that even the spark of doubt or accusation must not remain upon him. All charges dropped because of lack of evidence. This is la tathriba alaykum al-yawm. There was no doubt about what they did. I have forgiven you completely. You are totally innocent and free. Yaghfirullahu lakum. This is that akhlaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he enters Makkah Mukarramah, that time, what didn't they do to Nabi Abbaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did he say to them? I will say to you like my brother Yusuf alayhi salam said, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm, yaghfirullahu lakum. Antum at-tulaqa. Every one of you is free. And then in droves they came into Islam. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Ramadan is the month of hidayat. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Ramadan is the month for hidayat and iman to come into existence. Ramadan is the month of dawat. Ramadan is the training ground for taqwa, for sabr. And the khulasa and essence of Surah Yusuf, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Come on to taqwa and sabr, and Allah is yours in this world, Allah will be yours in the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah. Respected brothers, obviously we've extended the time. So announcement was made for 10 o'clock, but inshaAllah at 10:30. 10:30, there will be some hayatu sahaba. And thereafter, Ijtimai Dua will take place. Another program. As we know, my respected brothers, this is the 25th night of Ramadan. These are one of the odd nights. Ye lootne ke zamana hai. This is the time to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doors of Allah's treasures are open. So let us try and exert ourselves, make an environment of ibadat, make an environment of staying within the precincts of the masjid. And very, very important, let us not engage in any idle chit-chat or unnecessary talk or activities. Let us keep ourselves busy in ibadat as much as possible on these Mubarak nights. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.